Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. On our official clock, it is 8 o'clock, and this is the update on Hurricane Michael. The last few satellite images that we have, starting to see some better organization, better shape associated with the system, and that's why we see some strengthening as forecast, and even the winds right now up to 100 miles an hour. The system is moving north-northwest about 12 miles an hour, so we do see some strengthening as we predicted. Look at this track. We start looking out in time. We do figure there's going to be some more intensification as you have a Gulf of Mexico with the warm waters and the atmosphere that seems pretty conducive for this development. A major hurricane potentially forecasting about 120 mile an hour winds. But we have to focus on a couple different things when we look at this. One, you could get anywhere in here could get those hurricane force winds because they extend about 40 miles from the center. Tropical storm force winds nearly 200 miles from the center. So that's a large swath of these winds as we move northward, and still a tropical storm even in Georgia. So what does that mean? That means you couple the rain, you have these type of winds, you're going to have prolonged power outages anywhere along this track and well outside of it because you have the winds so far away from the center. So we have to look at that with time, the winds associated with some of these power outages and, of course, the falling trees. Got to be ready. So we got tropical storm force winds going to be approaching the coast later tonight. And as a result, got to have all your preparations done today. Today's the day to start looking at what you got to do. Be safe. Know your risk areas and listen to the local officials. And if they tell you to leave, it's definitely time to leave with a lot of these impacts. Let's take a closer look at those impacts. One of them is the rainfall. The Weather Prediction Center puts this together. 6 to 10 inches. Some areas could get 12 inches of rain. So in the Florida Panhandle up into portions of into Georgia, some very heavy rain leading to some flash flooding. But we are very concerned also about the storm surge. And if you look at the expansive nature of the storm surge, this is what's called, you know, potential values. Not everybody's going to see these, but it's where the water gets trapped. And one vulnerable area we have along the coast in the Gulf of Mexico is this area where the water gets trapped around Apalachicola back over to Cedar Key, where you can see some of the highest values. But we can't forget these impacts further away around Panama City with potentially 6 to 9 feet, even Pensacola 2 to 4, and the Tampa Bay metro area 2 to 4 feet of storm surge as well. So some of those vulnerable areas could see some of this storm surge, and that is the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. And I do want to start looking closer at it because it's not just a coastal issue. When you really look at this storm surge, this is Apalachicola, and we see these barrier islands. They get inundated, and the water continues to push into East Bay and actually up the Apalachicola River. Look how far inland. Look how far inland you can get. You could be 10, 12, 15 miles inland and still see some of this storm surge. So there's a couple areas very concerning when you look at this. And this is another one. You look at the Occlakne Bay, where you normally drain all that rain down that river. And as a result, the storm surge actually reverses that river. And you could be well inland. So if you live on these rivers inland, you can see several different areas where you have the situation. And even around Panacea, where you get the water pushed in, any of these areas, you can get a whole lot of storm surge pushing inward. So these are the situations that we need to remind people. It's not just a coastal thing. Miles and miles inland along these inlets, along these rivers, you can see some of this storm surge and dangerous flooding. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest updates on Hurricane Michael from here at the National Hurricane Center.